That was a lousy movie.
You're telling me that monster looked like a chicken in a wig. Hey, do you remember what we saw the last time we were here?
Yeah.
Hey, kids, could you spare a nickel?
We're not supposed to talk to strangers. And no, I don't have any extra money.
Oh, really? Well, how about $1.28?
What? How did you know I had that?
I've been watching you, kid. Every Monday morning, your mom gives you $1.28. And I want it.
But that's my milk money!
See you later, boys. I hope you like water with your lunches. Huh?
I believe you have something that belongs to those boys.
Well, I
Who are you?
I'm Larry Boy.
What are you gonna do?
It's not nice to take people's milk money.
Hey, take it easy, fella. Don't get crazy. Hey!
Whoa!
I ain't feeling so good. Hey! 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 Where are we going? You can't do this! I got rage! Hey! Hey!
It's another space alien! Oh, it's the Milk Money Bandit. We've been looking for you for months. Thanks, Larry Boy.
Well done, Master Larry. Splendid job!
Why, thank you, Alfred. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Bumblyberg should be proud.
Next time, though, try to remember to release the criminal from your super suction ear, turn your head left, and snap your neck down.
Ah, yes. That's why I couldn't get rid of him. But besides that, I was super!
What? What happened?
Nothing.
That's exactly what Harold told me.
Yes, but guess what I heard about Ethel?
Uh-huh. She goes to a salon for that. Did you hear something?
Oh, well, I don't know. But anyway, did I tell you about Wanda's cousin? Yes. Not really.
Hey, what do you say we go get some pizza? You know, to celebrate.
Oh, I'd love to, Master Larry. But it's getting late and I'm volunteering at the Veggie Valley Grade School tomorrow morning.
Oh, all right. Good night, Alfred.
Good night, Master Larry.
If any more space aliens want to fall into Bumblyberg, I'm ready for you, too.
Suction.
So I repaired the chafing dish, then sent the chef out to get another jar of pickled herring. And the dinner party was saved.
Well, thank you, Mr. Alfred. Wasn't that a great story, kids? Well, we've still got more to do today. Mr. Alfred, would you like to stay and watch?
Oh, that sounds like fun, but I'm a bit winded from my storytelling, so I think I'd better go home and recharge my batteries.
Well, okay. Let's all thank Mr. Alfred for coming today.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred.
Remember, tomorrow we're going to learn about rumors, little stories that can hurt.
Did you hear what Mr. Alfred said?
Yeah. He said he had to go home and recharge his batteries. Why would he say that?
I don't know. I've got a toy with rechargeable batteries. It's my robot.
Do you think Mr. Alfred is a...
I don't know.
He talks kind of funny.
And he's kind of stiff. Kind of like my robot.
Should we tell anybody?
No, we better keep it to ourselves.
Keep what to yourselves?
Who said that?
Hey, over here, the weed. Keep what to yourselves?
You're a talking weed.
I'm a talking weed. You're a talking carrot. Your point was. So come on. Tell me what it is you're keeping to yourselves.
It's about Mr. Alfred. But we can't tell you anymore.
Listen, Sprout. Did your parents ever teach you to share?
Well, yes, but...
Then share with me. I'm a good friend of Albert's.
Alfred.
Alfred. I ask because I care.
We learned something about Mr. Alfred today.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, we think Mr. Alfred...
Yeah?
...is a robot.
No. He looks so natural. He's a good robot.
You won't tell anybody, will you?
Hey, I'm not like you guys. I got roots. I'm not going anywhere. Your secret stays right here. About Mr. Alfred?
What?
Mr. Alfred, the guy who came to your class today.
Yeah?
He's a robot!
Aren't robots dangerous?
I don't know. Did you hear that?
Yes, I think I did.
So then, Alfred is a dangerous robot.
Oh, my!
Whoa, thanks for the tip. Did you hear about Alfred?
What? A weed! In my yard!
Yeah. But did you hear about Alfred?
What about Alfred?
It turns out he's really a dangerous robot!
Alfred?
Uh-huh. Everybody's talking about it.
You don't say!
Hey, I just read a book where dangerous robots took over the world.
Do you think Alfred...
He is on the library board.
Today, the library. Tomorrow,
the world.
Nothing lifts the spirit more than an afternoon dabbling in the horticultural arts.
I couldn't agree more, Alfred.
Oh, sweet, sweet Petunia. May your bloom be a beacon of hope for all who tread these grassy hills. I'll get it.
Hey, you're a weed.
That's right. But did you hear about Alfred?
Oh, Alfred's gonna be mad. He hates weeds in his flower bed.
Yeah, but did you hear about Alfred?
You better get out of here before Alfred comes back.
You're not listening to me. Did you hear?
Master Larry, it's the mayor. She says it's urgent.
I'll be right there. I gotta go. Hold that thought. Alfred, there's a huge weed in your flower bed. I told it to leave.
Oh, dear. Well, wait till you hear what the mayor has to say.
Hello, Mayor. This is Larry.
Yes. Hello, Larry. Listen, I need you to get Larry Boy.
Yeah, sure, but, why don't you call him with the Larry signal?
Because it's daytime. You can't see it in the daytime.
Good point. Alfred, make a note of that.
Tell him we need his help. There are weeds, terrible weeds, popping up all over Bumbleyburg. They are saying very strange things about your friend Alfred. I don't believe them, but some of our citizens are getting worried. What's worse, though, they are burning the lawns and gardens of our fair city. Larry, if Larry Boy cannot stop them, our property values will plummet. Our homes will be worth nothing. Can you find him?
Don't worry about a thing, Mayor. Help is on the way. Alfred, we've got some gardening to do.
Have you heard the one about Alfred? A dangerous robot, I'm told. He's got lasers for eyes and the microchip brain. His skin is terribly cold.
We've heard the one about Alfred. It's strange.
Amazing.
That too.
But now that we've heard about Alfred, we'd like to hear more about you.
What? I'm a rumor weed. I'm a rumor weed. A tiny little story is all I need to make a big mess. I'm a rumor weed.
All right, Alfred, I am executing plan A.
Good luck, Master Lady.
I'm gonna try plan B.
All right, trying plan B.
So what is a rumor?
It starts as a story. Maybe it's true, maybe not. But once you repeat it, it's hard to defeat it. Now look at the mess that you've got.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Alfred's a robot. Everyone knows the story is all over town. We rumor weeds know how a rumor can grow, just like a big weed in the ground. I'm a rumor weed.
Yes, it's true.
I'm a rumor weed. A tiny little story is all I need to make a big mess. I'm a rumor weed.
Okay, I'm executing plan B. Alfred, I think we have a problem.
Yes? What's that?
I can't stop this thing!
Oh, dear.
Larry Boy, put your super suction ear down by the weed.
What? Why?
I've installed sensors in your plungers that will tell us about the weed's genetic structure.
Oh, my. Well, here goes.
Hello, hello. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Alfred, is it working?
Yes, yes, perfect. All right, that's enough, Master Larry. You can come back to the Larry Cave now.
I'd love to, Alfred, but it got me by the ear.
What? You're a big, strong superhero. Surely you can get away from a little weed.
Yeah, you'd think so, but it's kind of strong.
I'm a
rumor weed.
Yes, it's true.
I'm a rumor weed. A tiny little story is all I need.
You better watch out for the rumor weed.
I'm a rumor weed.
She's a rumor weed.
I'm a rumor weed.
Yeah, rumor weed.
A tiny little story is all I need.
You better watch out for the rumor weed.
A tiny little story is all I need.
You better watch out for the rumor weed.
Good work, Master Larry. The data is fascinating.
Have you figured out how to stop it?
Well, not yet. But it's extraordinary. It's like no plant I've ever seen. It doesn't photosynthesize.
Why do we care if it takes pictures?
No. Photosynthesize. Plants turn sunlight into energy. It's how they grow. Except these weeds don't do that.
They don't need energy to grow?
Oh, no. They need lots of energy, but they don't get it from sunlight.
Well, where do they get it?
I can't figure it out. They're feeding off something, but I don't know what. Look, I fed the data about the weed into the Larry satellite in geosynchronous orbit over Bumbleyburg. Now, wherever a new weed grows, we can see it here. See?
Bumbleyburg has the measles.
No, those are the weeds.
What? They're everywhere!
Yes, and at the rate they're growing, if we can't find a way to stop them...
Bumbleyburg will be really weedy!
Oh, it's worse than that! These weeds are strong enough to break up sidewalks, smash through brick walls! If we can't stop them, Bumbleyburg will be...
destroyed!
No, careful! That's the satellite! Oh, my goodness!
What?
Look, I had the satellite looking at the surface of Bumbleyburg. See?
Yeah?
When you bumped the control, you told the satellite to look under the ground. Now watch.
They're all connected. Wow, what's that big green thing right under Bumbleyburg?
It could only be one thing. The mother weed. How do you kill a weed? You go to the root! You've got to take out the mother weed! Fortunately, I made some modifications to the Larrymobile that will really come in handy!
I don't know what to do!
Don't worry! I've planned out the entire mission. I'll be right here giving you instructions as you need them. Remember, Bumbleyburg is counting on you! You can do it! I hope.
Are you up to speed?
Yes, I am!
All right, press the yellow button.
This is great, but, I thought the weed was under the ground.
Yes, that's right. Now you're almost there. Steady, steady. Now push the red button.
Huh? Okay. Hey, my wing! I need those!
Not where you're going, you don't.
What? Alfred, are you insane?
Well, actually, you're boring.
Do see, Alfred. I know I'm not the wittiest of cucumbers, but
no, no, not that kind of boring. It's like drilling. It's a boring machine.
Oh, I see.
Now, I've set coordinates to take you to the sewer system about 50 feet from the weed. Once you break through the tunnel wall, I'll give you more directions.
Roger.
I'm slowing you down now so you don't hit the wall too hard.
Master Larry, are you in the tunnel? Master Larry!
All right, Alfred, I'm in the tunnel. Alfred!
Master Larry, can you hear me?
Alfred, can you hear me? The radio isn't working.
The sewer walls must be blocking the transmission. That means I can't give him his...
directions! What do I do? What do I do?
What to do? What to do? I must save him!
Alfred!
I'm coming, Master Larry! Help is on the way!
Okay. I can do this. I am, after all, a superhero. Oh, look! It's just the little one! What was I so nervous about? You've met your match, Weed. I'm gonna take you, and I'm gonna...
Boy is battling a giant weed in the sewer system.
Ah! The robot!
Come on, Alfred. What'd you give me?
How's your ear?
Huh? How'd you know about that?
That's right. You're connected.
Oh, Alfred, I knew you wouldn't let me down.
So, did you hear the one about Alfred?
Hasta la vista, Weedy! Wrong button.
Everyone, listen to me! Oh, Mayor! Larry Boy needs our help! He's...
Look, Mayor! It's like I told you! He's got a shiny metal head, just like a robot!
You're right! Stand back, evil robot!
Oh, no! That's my helmet! It keeps my brain safe!
Your robot brain!
No! What?
No!
Don't look at his eyes! They're laser beams!
No! Wait! I'm not a robot! I'm British!
I'm warning you. I'm a super... hero.
Face it, you can't stop this weed. Thanks to your friends up there. I'm getting bigger by the minute. So, did you hear the one about Alfred?
What?
I heard he wants to take over the world!
Teenagers inside him that know karate.
Our children are in danger.
No, no, it's not true. I'm not a robot.
It's the robot. He's shaking the world.
I'm not shaking anything. It's shaking me.
Going on? What's that thing that has Alfred?
It's a big weed, Dad! Didn't you hear? Mr. Alfred is really a dangerous robot with laser eyes!
What? Who said that?
It's true! He's gonna take over the world!
Now, where did you hear that?
The weed told me! Yeah, isn't that right?
Did you make up this story?
What? I'm a rumor weed. I never make anything up. I heard it from two very reliable sources. Right, kids?
Junior? Laura? Do you have something to tell me?
Oh. Well, we heard Mr. Alfred tell you that he needed to recharge his batteries.
So we thought he must be a robot, right?
Oh, kids, that was a figure of speech.
A what?
Sometimes grown-ups say things that really mean something else. When Mr. Alfred said he needed to recharge his batteries, he really meant that he was tired and needed to go home and rest. That's all.
Oh.
Listen, if you hear something about someone that sounds bad or even just weird, you should ask them about it, or ask your mom or dad. But don't spread rumors. Even if it's true, God doesn't want us to tell stories that can hurt. He wants us to spread nice words.
So Mr. Alfred isn't a robot?
No. Mr. Alfred is a very nice man.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Do you think?
We can save Mr. Alfred by spreading some nice words. Come on! Hey! Mr. Alfred is a nice man!
What? A scary robot?
He's not a robot. He's a nice man who came to our class to tell us stories.
Well, I remember when Alfred helped me out with my dinner party. A scary robot wouldn't do that.
He helped me change the tire. He carried my groceries for me.
He helped us with our bake sale.
What a nice man.
We thought you were a robot.
We didn't even ask you if it was true.
Oh, I forgive you. I forgive you all. Ah, has anyone seen Letty Boy?
Alfred, somebody told me you were a robot.
Shh.
Is there a flower shell? Hey there, citizens. We really had an adventure today, didn't we? That was a thorny one. I mean, once that problem got going, it just spread like a...
Master Larry, enough with the puns. Can we please get on with this?
Sorry. We're back at the Larry Cave to wrap this one up and send you home. Alfred, do you suppose the Bible has anything to say about what happened today?
As a matter of fact, it does. It's coming up on the screen right now.
Here, take a look at this. Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Proverbs 12:18. So the Bible says, if you're not careful, your words can hurt people, just like a sword.
Oh, is that right?
Junior and Laura didn't mean to hurt Alfred, but they weren't careful with what they said and who they said it to, and it caused big problems.
But that verse also says that if we use nice words, we can make it all better. We can make people feel good.
Remember, God doesn't want us to tell stories that can hurt. He wants us to spread nice words. And if you can do that, you'll be that hero too. See you next time.
Ta-ta!
The one about Alfred, a dangerous robot, I'm told. He's got lasers for eyes and a microchip brain, and his skin is terribly cold.
We've heard the one about Alfred. It's great.
Amazing.
Untrue.
But now that we've heard about Alfred, we'd like to hear more about you. I'm a rumor wee.
He's a rumor wee.
I'm a rumor wee.
He's a rumor wee.
A tiny little story is all I need. Story. Maybe it's true, maybe not. But once you repeat it, it's hard to defeat it. Now look at the mess that you've got. Alfred's a robot, everyone knows. Story is all over town. Us rumor weeds know how a rumor can grow, just like a big weed in the ground. I'm a rumor weed. I'm a rumor weed. A tiny little story is all I need. Big, big mess. And don't start a rumor. I'm a rumor
weed.
Yes, I'm a rumor weed. A tiny little story is all I need. Big, big mess. A tiny little story is all I need.